dress trade picked up a couple of dollars in the north Thursday. Feedlot placements in November were almost 5% fewer than a year earlier. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 21st of December. Cash fed cattle trade started to develop Thursday with dress sales in Nebraska $2 more than last week at $190 a hundredweight. Although too few to trend, there were also some early live sales in the Western Corn Belt at $120 and early dress sales there at $190, both $3 more than last week. Cattle futures closed mostly higher ahead of the monthly cattle on feed report, which will likely be viewed as neutral to a touch bearish. More on that report in a moment. Except for 50 cents higher in spot D's and 17 to 27 cents lower at the back, live cattle futures closed 10 to 30 cents higher. Other than 30 cents higher in the back two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.02 higher. Corn futures closed mostly 5 to 6 cents lower through July of 20 and then fractionally lower to 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 4 to 6 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 77 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $212.47 a hundredweight. Select was 41 cents higher at $205.26. Here's a sampling of price trends from the weekly Thursday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, while steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower. Heifers traded $3 to $6 higher. There are 4,935 head on offer. Steer calves sold unevenly steady at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 4,490 head. Heifer calves traded mostly steady with instances of $3 to $5 higher. Yearling steers sold steady with instances of $3 higher, and yearling heifers sold mostly steady. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold $3 lower. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher. Feeder heifers traded $3 lower. Steer calves sold steady to $4 higher, while heifer calves sold steady to $8 higher. There are 3,665 head on offer. Finally, steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa with 2,021 head on offer. Steer calves weighing more than 600 pounds traded $1 to $3 higher, up to $15 higher at 750 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 400 pounds sold $5 to $8 lower, $3 higher at 450 pounds, and $10 to $12 higher on weights heavier than 500 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices took another sharp turn south on Thursday. The growing likelihood of a partial government shutdown roiled already volatile markets. According to various reports, President Trump will veto any stopgap funding measure that doesn't include money for a border wall. The deadline for a resolution is at midnight Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 464 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 39 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 108 points. Now for that monthly cattle on feed report that accounts for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. Cattle feeders placed 1.99 million head in November, which was 4.91% fewer than a year earlier. A majority of estimates ahead of the report projected a decrease of about 6%. As for placement weights, 52.4% went on feed weighing less than 700 pounds, 36.6% weighing 700 to 899 pounds, and 11% weighing more than 900 pounds. November marketings of 1.87 million head were 1.36% more than a year earlier, which was in line with most pre-report estimates. That's also the most for the month since the data series began in 1996. Cattle on feed December 1st of 11.74 million head were 1.94% more than last year, a touch more than pre-report estimates. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 21st of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.